Om Shanti. This is 2nd of January 2020. Today's special effort. Even while you are performing an ordinary action, pay attention every now and again to create an avyakta stage. When you perform any task, always perform it with double force, considering Bab Dada to be your companion, and there will then be easy remembrance. While making a program for physical activities, also set a program for your intellect, and time will then be saved. So this is today's effort. While you are performing an ordinary action, pay attention every now and then to creating an avyakta stage. Second, when you perform any task, always perform it with double force, considering Bab Dada to be your companion, and then there would be easy remembrance. And third, while making a program for physical activities, also set a program for your intellect, and then time will be saved. So, this is today's homework. While performing even an ordinary task, aim to stay in the angelic stage. While performing even the most of the daily routine task, stay in the avyakta stage. That means staying in the soul conscious stage, staying in the avyakta stage, staying in the angelic stage. In today's Sakar Murli, at 2-3 times Baba said, you have nothing to do with this body. That's why your vision, drishti, nazar should not go on this body. Because when you look at body, you forget the soul. So try to be soul conscious so that you don't see the body. So that is the first task. Even whilst doing the ordinary activities, one should stay in the avyakta stage or angelic stage. Another very important thing here to understand is to create a daily spiritual routine. Daily spiritual routine. A yogi's dincharya, yogi's routine should be different from those of the world. A worldly person's routine is very much different from that of a yogi's routine. So yogi's lifestyle, yogi's routine, yogi's daily program should be very much different. What time to get up, what time to exercise, what time to practice meditation, in what consciousness to eat, how to move around, how to talk, how to behave, what all important things to include in the daily routine. Some time for spiritual activities, some time for spiritual service, some time for spiritual reading of texts. Sometimes to create an atmosphere in the home that is conducive to enhancing the spiritual consciousness. We should have, just as in the path of devotion, those who stay in the household, they should have an altar, a shrine, a podium for spirituality in their house. In our language, a small space for meditation or Baba's room, we call it spiritual altar. So a spiritual altar should be set up in the household, where one can sit and meditate every day, and no other work should be done over there, if space permits. If there is no space, that is another thing. But if you have enough space, you can create a spiritual altar, a spiritual shrine, a spiritual podium, a spiritual platform, a spiritual room, a meditation room, a silence room, a Baba's room, whatever name you give it. So that should be there. This is one. And second thing which should be created in our room or home or house or our place where we stay, our residence, is just as you have space for keeping toys, you have space for keeping utensils, you have space for keeping clothes, you should have a space for keeping spiritual books, a spiritual cupboard, a spiritual cabinet, a spiritual almirah. So this spiritual cabinet, just as in library you have spiritual books in a cupboard, you should have a spiritual cupboard with you, no matter how small it is, that is insignificant, and you should have stock of spiritual books with you. Spiritual books. So that whenever you get time, just take up any book and read any book at random and keep it back. Even if you get 5 minutes, you can just go and stand there, take the book, read it and keep it inside. So, a spiritual altar and spiritual cabinet. Third thing is spiritual table. You should have, just as a person goes to the office and he has a very professional outlook, in the similar manner, you should have a table and a chair where you sit and study some spiritual thing every day. This should be the spiritual routine of a yogi. If it is not there, it's fine. You have a reclining chair or you have any space in garden or any other space, it's okay. But if you have space, then you should definitely go in for spiritual altar, spiritual cabinet and spiritual table, chair. Rather, you call it a spiritual office. The moment you enter into it, just as students, as they enter into school classroom, they feel like to study, or that study atmosphere is created. So also here. So the first thing is today's homework. Baba says, even whilst you do your daily activities, this ordinary activity, the petty, the commonplace activities, try to maintain or create an avyakta stage, an angelic stage. In between, get detached from the body. In between, practice spiritual drills. In between, practice spiritual drills. That is first. Second thing, Baba, make Baba your companion. In the latest of the Murlis, we heard a slogan from Baba. Whenever you are in difficulty, you should speak 5 words. What are they? Baba, my Baba, my companion, come and help me. Baba, my companion, come and help me. So the 5 words Baba has given, but all these things should come from the heart. So make him your companion most of the time. Whenever you feel something is very difficult, a tough decision has to be taken, or difficult situation, different circumstance, or some seva, or very difficult relationship where two souls are at loggerheads with each other, where nobody is ready to listen to each other, where there is a quarrel, the language has become harsh and abuse you, call Baba to interfere. In the time of spiritual crisis, he will do spiritual counseling. They say that Gita is the first literature of the spiritual counseling, psychological counseling. When Arjuna was in the psychological dilemma, the first spiritual intervention or first spiritual counseling or first psychological counseling or first psychoanalysis was done. So Gita is the literature of psychoanalysis. So Gita is the literature of spiritual psychological intervention in the times of difficulty. So in the times of difficulty, in the times of problem, in the times of indecisiveness, when you don't understand what to do, when you are totally indecisive, like the Hamlet of Shakespeare to be or not to be. Allow him to intervene. Call him. Invoke him. Tell him to come. Baba, my Baba, my companion, come and help me. These are the beautiful versions, golden versions Baba has given in the latest of the Murli. And Baba also said in that Murli, the moment you call Baba, you will have or you will get which power? Transformation power. And this transformation power will help you to convert negativity into positive. But in all the conditions, it is not just the prayer that we are doing. On the surface, it looks like a prayer of the Bhakti Mark. Come and help. This is what we have been doing from a long time. Here, there is a difference. We are not calling out, we are not pleading, we are not begging. So this is not a supplication, a prayer, a begging instance. Here, we are calling out with full rights. Rather, we are claiming our rights over him. We are not calling, rather we are ordering that you come and intervene. It is not the prayer of a devotee, but it is the right of a child. A child doesn't beg to his mother or father, while a devotee begs to the Lord. So on the surface, the words are similar, as if a prayer, but it's not a prayer. It's the right the father is giving to the child. That whenever you have any problem, you just say this and I will come. So it's a secret mantra Baba has given. So that's the second thing to be done throughout the day today. Call him out. The third thing, household chores, karobar. Baba says, just as for those household chores, you have a program. You set up a program. In the similar manner, set up a program for intellect, buddhi. This buddhi should have a timetable. Intellect should also have a timetable. So what timetable intellect should have? What does he mean when he's saying that you should have a timetable for intellect? While making a program for physical activities, also set a program for your intellect and time will then be saved. So, to create an intellect's program, what is it? How to set up an intellect's program? Points of Samman. Drills. And what else? Intellect has got 7 functions. Intellect has got 7 functions. What are they? With every function, use that same mantra which Baba gave yesterday or the day before. So these are the 7 functions of the intellect. That's a mnemonic to remember, Jiddu RM. Judge. Intellect judges. So when you have a difficult decision, judging means two people are coming to you with their problems and now you have to take a decision. You behave like a judge. So you have to impart a decision. You have to give a decision, grant a decision. So that's known as judging. So when you are in the position of a judge, again call out, Baba, my companion, come and help. So that can be a subtle spiritual drill which can be performed so that in the inside you call him out. Second is imbibe. Intellect imbibes dharana. That's the second function of the intellect. So imbibe. So Baba says this knowledge is for imbibition. The more you do churning of knowledge, the more you can imbibe. The less you churn, the less you imbibe. The more you remember, the more you can imbibe. The less you remember, the less you can imbibe. So even whilst imbibing, when you are not understanding how to imbibe, the intellect is, it is the intellect that imbibes. So again call out, help me in this imbibition. The third function of the intellect is to decide. You have an option A and option B. Always there will be two things in life. Option A, which you are thinking, but probably you are unaware of option B also, which is there, hidden. To seek that option B, that is the, when you have some important decision to take in life regarding the place where you want to stay, or the job, or some life's important decision. The third is to discriminate, to discern. That's a function of the intellect. Here also you can invoke Baba to help you in decision making, to discern. The third another function of the intellect is to understand. It's the intellect that understands things. So when you aren't understanding things, how difficult the situations are, everything is going topsy-turvy. You are not understanding what to do and what not. If you want to understand, again invoke him. Rationalize. That is another function of the intellect. Now you have to be a logician here. Rationalize. If I do this, these are the benefits. If I don't do this, these are the losses. If I go, this will happen. If I don't go, this will happen. So, you have to rationalize many things in life. So you should have a logician's brain. Every time, it's not just the emotions. It is the rationalizing thing. You have to put logic. And the last function of the intellect is memorize. Some of the points of the Murli have to be memorized fully. Because they are so powerful that you cannot just read them and afford to forget. But you have to memorize, commit to the memory. There are the seven functions of the intellect. You judge, you imbibe, you decide, you discern, you understand, you rationalize, you memorize. All these functions of the intellect have to be taken into consideration. And then set up a program for the intellect. So that when the intellect is very subtle, powerful, all the seven functions would take place very smoothly. And setting up a program for the intellect means give some task to the intellect. Give something to memorize. Like in today's Murli, there is a blessing. Baba said, if you have any questions in life, go to the divine computer. This Brahma's life is a computer. Just as if you have any questions, why, what, where, you go to that computer and the answer comes in the similar manner. If you have any question in life, go and see in this computer. And rather than becoming an embodiment of question, you will become the embodiment of answer or cheerfulness. You will not be prashnachit, but prasannachit. That is the embodiment of cheerfulness. So that's the blessing. Okay. Now, commit it to the memory. So that you can remember this multiple times throughout the day. So one of the functions of the memory is memorization. There are some points in the Murli which you must memorize. This memorization helps a lot. Otherwise the intellect starts wandering here and there. It has a tendency to go to lower things. It has a tendency to go to the things of the body and the bodily relationships, the attractions and the indulgence of the body. If you want the intellect to go up above the body and stay in that spiritual consciousness and spiritual platform, commit few things to the memory. So set up an intellect's program means give it some task. Like today, take out whilst listening to the Murli, just extract few points from the Murli. Baba talked about ghosts. Ghost of lust, ghost of anger. You shouldn't be angry. If somebody is getting angry, just go away from it. Don't stand in front of you, him. Otherwise the ghost will enter you. So these are the points of the Murli. Commit it to the memory. Now rationalize. Why Baba is saying like this? In the latest of the Murli, Baba said, just bring me a list of people you have changed by your anger. He asked, no? Bring me the list of people. You say it is necessary. You say it doesn't work without anger. People don't change. Okay. So bring me the list of people you have changed with anger or force. So, setting up an intellect's program means rationalizing whatever points that is coming in the Murli. Rationalize it. Try to analyze it. Be a critic. Don't just accept anything with superstition. Baba has said that's why we have to accept. Baba himself is saying that this is not the knowledge of superstition. Don't accept anything whatever I tell you. Judge it. Then only accept it. So these are the three things today which we have to do. A, B and C. A means in between, creating object stage. B means Baba as companion. And C is chores, household chores. So just as for those household chores, you have program. Create an intellect's program. So that intellect remains busy. Intellect has so many tasks to do. A divine decision it has to take. So it should be filled with divine knowledge. Otherwise how will you be able to take decision in life without knowledge? So for better decision, better knowledge is needed. For divine decisions, divine knowledge is needed. Small decisions, our life is a life of decisions. If you see from morning till evening, we have to take decisions. First, what time to get up at Amritvela? Whether to go to the class or not to go to the class? Whether to go to the spiritual class or not to go? Whether to write something, whether to talk with somebody. So everything which is included in the task. And there are some uninvited tasks like sudden visit by a guest or some phone calls or something that happens in between suddenly. So you have to take decisions at that moment only. You cannot just plan for them. So everything is haphazard. So three things. Even while you are performing an ordinary action, pay attention every now and then to create an avyakta stage first. Second, while you perform any task, always perform it with double force, considering Bab Dada to be your companion, and then there will be an easy remembrance. And third, while making a program for physical activities, also set a program for your intellect. Intellect should be milked. Intellect should be exploited. Intellect should be kept as much busy as possible. Don't let it. Keep it free. Otherwise, it goes down. Give it the wings of churning and it will go up. So these are the three tasks for today. Om Shanti.